It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I am stoked about this. Lifetime has tapped Bella Thorne to star as Michelle Carter. You probably have no idea who Michelle Carter is.
No, I don't know why you're so stoked.
This will ring a bell. She's the teenager who convinced her long-distance boyfriend to commit suicide over text message.
Oh, that girl, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that.
The couple met during a family vacation and conducted much of their romance via text. When Conrad expressed his desire to end his life, Michelle encouraged him to follow through and even offered suicidal suggestions. She was sentenced to 2.5 years behind bars. The movie Conrad and Michelle, If Words Could Kill, premieres September 23rd. On Lifetime, so DVR that.
I know where you're going to be.
Oh, 100% all over that. This is my favorite thing I think I've ever seen. I do not care about Janet Jackson. I'm not a Janet Jackson fan, but this video had me rolling. So she did an interview, and she talks about what pop star she really wants to collaborate with, but what makes this so great is that she does the interview in the style of ASMR. Do you know what that is?
Isn't that where it's...
Yeah, it's like you're making
so
weird
good.
Mouth noises and clicking sounds and tapping on boxes and all this weird stuff, and
just
you're talking
relax.
In a whisper. It like makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
So listen to this Janet Jackson interview.
Okay, let's listen.
We're trying to find the time to create something together.
He
can fit right into my family. He looks like one of my nephews, exactly.
Bruno Mars.
Okay.
He reminds me of my family.
He's like
Michael. And I enjoy his music. I think he's very talented.
What did I just hear in my ear holes? What is that?
Did you hear that at the end? Did you hear that? No, she like sniffed in the mic.
Oh, that
she
was,
went like... It's the weirdest thing. It makes me cry. Anyway, that was my favorite video of the day. And here's some good news. This will make you feel sweet and cuddly inside. Real sweet. Dwayne The Rock Johnson took to Twitter to offer his condolences to a follower whose mom and sister were tragically killed in a recent car crash. Eileen Pizarro and her daughter Ariana died last Thursday after their vehicle was hit by a driver going the wrong direction down an interstate. After their passing, Eileen's son, Angelo, took to Twitter to mourn the loss of his mother and sister and reach out to The Rock, writing, "My beautiful mom who passed away loved The Rock so, so, so much. I'm trying to get him to do even just a video saying her name for the funeral. If you could retweet the crap out of this for him to see it, that would mean the world to me. Thank you." Well, the tweet received over 60,000 retweets. It caught his attention. In a video tribute, The Rock talked about the loss of this guy's mom and sister.
"Sending you so much love and light and strength your way from my family to yours. And I just want to say thanks for reaching out, man. And I'm so sorry to hear about your sister and your mom and this tragic loss that you and your family are going through. If your mom could see me now, which I'm sure she can, I just want to thank her for all the love and being such a big fan. So stay strong."
Dude, The Rock is the man.
Is it possible for you to play the end of that Janet Jackson clip again?
I can start playing it from the beginning.
Oh God, it's so great.
Here, I'll play it.
I'm gonna
for
retweet
you.
It on Twitter @ Joe and Alex Show for you to watch it. It's so great.
The time to create something together. He can fit right into my family. He looks like one of my nephews, exactly. He reminds me of my family. And I enjoy his music. I think he's very talented.
That's the breath in the end, okay? That's the breath. Oh, it's the garbage. I just can't.